Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hi, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Thanks for joining us for our program today. Now, I know that so many of you enjoy listening to Catholic speakers. In fact, so many of you I have met out on the road at different pro-life events, banquets, conventions, parishes, masses, and prayer vigils at abortion facilities. And of course, those travels continue to bring me in contact with so many of you. And I know that so many of you invite other Catholic speakers to various other events. Well, today, I'm delighted to have with us Joe Condit. He founded the largest Catholic speakers network in the world, CatholicSpeakers.com. Joe is from Cincinnati originally and lives now in Austin, Texas. And Joe, it's so great to have you on our program today.
Father, thanks so much for having me. It's such an honor to be on with such a pro-life leader and legend in the whole Catholic pro-life world.
Well, I thank you for your work. You know, I want to delve into what you do, because it's not just a speaker's bureau. I know that you see this, together with the team that you work with, as evangelization. I mean, you're doing this from the heart of the gospel. You're doing this to carry out the Great Commission. And this is really what we want to focus on. And I know that so many of our audience, in coming to know who you are and what you do, are going to connect with you and take advantage of the great, great service that you provide. But tell us about the vision for this. I mean, what led you to start something like a Catholic Speakers Bureau?
Well, Father, it was really just trying to do what God calls all of us to do, and that's evangelization and spreading his good word. And my background's in technology, and I've been involved in several different businesses that I've invested and owned. And at a young age, around 2006, I was in my early 20s, mid-20s, I realized that I was given opportunities that I really didn't deserve. So in my pathetic way of trying to give back, I came up with the idea of starting the first Catholic Speakers Bureau, where not only Catholics can find great diocesan-approved speakers, but also connect with each other, share best practices, message with the speakers, book them, the whole nine yards, just kind of bring the whole what used to be done by word of mouth to the internet, to where it's all kind of collaborated. So that was the inspiration behind it. My middle sister, Christina, she was actually speaking in high school as an 17, 18-year-old, and she kind of turned me on to the idea of there's probably a lot more people out there like her. So when she was speaking to these kids, trying to talk to them about, you know, women respect and living their faith, that's when it kind of came to my thought process of putting online bureau that before us didn't exist. You know, we started back in 2006. So since then, we've grown it to the point where it is today. And by the grace of God, we represent a little bit over 400 diocesan approved Catholic speakers and growing.
Wow. So 400. I mean, that's a lot of people. Let's talk about the variety here. You know, first of all, the need is very real. I see it as I travel around, you know, whether it's a pastor who invites me to do a, let's say, a parish mission, for example, or a pregnancy center that invites me to speak at their banquet. Very often, as we're interacting with them, they'll say, "Hey, Father, do you have any suggestions for who I can get for next year?" You know, and so they, especially when they have these annual events, whether it's a parish, a diocese, a pro-life group, obviously the need is always there. And people are looking for good speakers because they want to draw a crowd, get name recognition, can help their event. It's a win-win situation. The speaker gets to spread his or her message. So I know that the need is always there. And as you said, used to be just, well, you know, word of mouth, you know, somebody heard a good speaker, they pass it along to someone else. But you've grown it now to all these hundreds of speakers. Tell us a little bit about the types of speakers that we're talking about. I think you have them divided into different thematic categories, right?
Right, Father. That's a great question. Actually, you can narrow our speakers when you're searching for someone down to state or by category. So there's a bunch of different categories on there, whether you're looking for pro-life or family issues, men's issues, women's issues. And then you can also narrow it down by state, because we realize there's a lot of parishes or events or conferences that like to get a local speaker where they don't have to pay, you know, money for a plane ticket, or it helps them with their budget.
Right.
So the whole network, the whole site itself was to bring, you know, that kind of idea to a point where folks are saving money on because their, you know, budgets are sometimes a challenge, but also helping them find speakers that they can trust and that are exactly what they're looking for under those categories. A byproduct of all this too is, you know, we've grown to a point where we have almost a half million or a little over a half million people on our email list. Mm-hmm. You know, these are active Catholics, people that are going and watching these events, leaving messages for speakers or coming to book the speakers. So when you say, you know, finding based on category, we have data since 2006 where I can literally tell you from the folks that we've been representing who is, if you were looking for a pro-life speaker, for instance, who is the best pro-life speaker that's a certain type that can raise the most money. We could really narrow it down to that specific where we could tell them this person actually normally speaks in front of this crowd, is able to help, you know, from what we understand, raise this type of money for that, you know, pro-life agency or what have you. So it's well beyond just, hey, here's a bio and some pictures and some videos.
Right.
We've really gotten Google-ish on it and started collecting a lot of data to help these event organizers put on a much better event by selecting, by starting with the first thing, and that's selecting the best speaker for what, you know, what you're looking for. Because you know what? Father Frank Pavone can only speak in so many places once a year. Not everybody can have him.
Right,
so
right.
You got to try and find somebody to fill that in, you know, and that's a tough thing to do.
Well, you know, here's an interesting dynamic I've noticed that, you know, sometimes people are hesitant to put together events in the first place. And one of the reasons is, of course, for example, what we're doing now, we're reaching people online. People can sit in the comfort of their homes, not only in front of their computers, but I mean, obviously on their smartphones, people will get these broadcasts. And I think some people are afraid that, well, the way that people are connecting now with well-known speakers online, it may make them hesitate to try to invite somebody for fear that they're not going to be able to get people to come out to a physical event. What are the dynamics of this, do you find? Does the online presence these days, which is better than ever, tend to decrease or perhaps maybe it's the opposite, increase the ability of people to come together for events like this?
Well, yeah, exactly, Father. It obviously is making a huge impact. I mean, I've sent your videos to folks that have never even heard of or been in tune in the Catholic faith when I get in, not debates, but friendly discussions on pro-life.
Right.
And I sent a video of you, and it changes their whole perspective. But they also say, hey, and they'll send me maybe a text or, you know, a month later and say, hey, watch another video on that priest you sent me. This guy's pretty good, you know.
Uh-huh.
The video, the whole media, the whole aspect of the website is to kind of be that starter point to help organizers and speakers alike find each other and have a trusted company to be there for them, beck and call when they email and call us to get them the information they need to make it a much better process to streamline that whole fear as you talk about. You know, when folks talk about the media today and does that kind of, it makes people scared about putting on events or, you know, will people show up? I kind of equate it to live concerts. I mean, even though folks are buying these artists' albums, they're still ecstatic to go see them in person. So back to my example with the individual friend of mine who I sent your video to, I bet you if you came to his city, he'd now be more convinced to go see you live than
right.
before not who you are. So,
yeah.
You know, media can be worked, as you know, in wonderful ways. And, of course, it can also be kind of a villain as well if it's used improperly.
Well, for those who are just joining us, we are speaking with Joe Condit. He is the founder of CatholicSpeakers.com. My friends, if you're looking for a Catholic speaker, go to that website. It's not just a list of speakers. It is an entire service to help you to have a successful event with a powerful speaker. Joe, let's talk about the vision here, as you said, it's rooted in evangelization. You want to evangelize. You want to get the message out there of the gospel and the beauty of the Catholic faith. Do we have, nowadays, do you find that Catholic speakers that are, you know, as you provide, approved, we know that they're solid, right, in the faith, they're not going to talk some heresy or some strange teaching, but there is a lot of confusion in the church today, and do you find that because of that confusion, people are looking even more for services like you provide, where you can say, hey, listen, you can rely on what these people are going to say. They're not going to lead you astray. And I would think that there's more of a thirst than ever for people to be able to say, yeah, I want to convey the faith as the church teaches it, not just somebody's opinion about it.
Right. Father, every one of our speakers that are Catholic have to provide us with a letter of good standing from their parish priest or bishop. So we start right away, before we even start investigating who they are, that they have the foundation, that they are, you know, a practicing Catholic, going to Mass, part of a parish. And then from there, we do a rigorous screening process on every single speaker we decide to take on. And we like to think we've created a network of the best of the best. You know, when I first started it, I took everybody on that I could, and I really enjoyed that. But it got to a point where we had to realize we're providing a service also for these events that depend on one event a year to raise all their money to fund them to the next year. And they can't take a crapshoot, as they say in gambling, on someone that may or may not hit the mark for them. So we do all that investigation and all that research for them on the front end. That way, when they come to the site at CatholicSpeakers.com, they have an idea that, hey, at least I know that these people have been rigorously vetted by professionals, and they're totally in line with the Catholic Church, as you said. And yes, with all the stuff we have going on, unfortunately, there is a lot of confusion out there. A lot of folks have the perception of what the Catholic faith teaches, which couldn't be anything further than the truth. And that's what we try to bring when we are sending our people out to evangelize the Word of God. That I always say, what I decided to do, rather than me get in front of a microphone because the place might need therapy afterwards, is I will use my talents to go and promote those that do it best. And that's how, in my mind, I thought that'd be the best way I could make my little mark on the world, hopefully. And it's been unbelievable. You know, when I'm standing behind folks like you, like Dr. Ray Grendy, Teresa Tomeo, Lila Rose, and you just go down the list, those people are out there influencing folks. You know, they are really moving hearts, and they're really making a point and a splash in a world today that is, let's just be honest, completely anti-Christian. Yeah. So together, all of us working together like this is really helping the battle, and I'm hoping it influences younger generations to be inspired and really work toward that same goal.
I'm glad to see you have Dr. Ray on the lineup. I don't know if there's anybody in the world that can make you laugh harder than he. I mean, that this guy's, you know, real comedian, but, you know, as funny as he is, so as substantive are the points that he makes. He's really a great resource.
Oh, he's great. I mean, there's so many speakers like him. Of course, everyone is unique to their own expertise and what they've been doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's wonderful. On the site, people can just go through profile by profile, read their bios, watch their videos, download their letter of good standing right off the site. We try and alleviate all those pain points for event organizers and have everything right there at their disposal.
You know, I like your logo very much, and I want to talk about the three elements of it, because I think when people hear this, they're going to be, you know, even more inspired to connect with you, because you've got a beautiful logo with three very important symbols of our faith. You've got the flame, you've got the microphone, and you've got the chalice. Explain to us how that logo is put together and why.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up, because I get so excited to talk about it. I'm thinking, when it comes to evangelization, you have to be the light of the world, right? There's a lot of references to that in Catholic teaching and the Bible. So when you look at our logo, the flame represents the Holy Spirit, you know, the idea that there is a grace behind everything that God does. The love between the Father and the Son represents the Holy Spirit, inspires all of us to give that grace to be better for God. And then you have the whole out, if you look at the whole entire logo as a whole, it looks like a microphone. So that's where the evangelization part comes in. We're spreading the word of God, speaking. And then if you look at the base of the actual logo, we made the base of the microphone look more like a chalice. And the reason we did that is because there is nothing more perfect on this earth than what you celebrate every day, Father, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So combining all three of those things together into one logo that simply looks like a microphone on fire, we thought that pulled together everything that we were trying to do when it comes to a symbol of, you know, evangelization and spreading the word of God.
You know, I think I like the logo so much, not only because it makes sense, as you just explained, because it really resonates with me personally. I mean, the mission that I've been carrying out, you know, everything is rooted in the light of the word of God and the flame of the Spirit. And then that microphone. I mean, we've got to get the message out. That's always been a passion of mine. And of course, as you said, the Mass, the Eucharist is the center of our faith. For those that are just joining us, we have Joe Condit as our guest today. We're talking about CatholicSpeakers.com, which he founded and which is providing a great service by giving powerful, powerful speakers to people who are looking for the opportunity to let them bring the message of the faith and the gospel to their audiences. And speaking of that, you know, some people, I think, would be inclined to think when they hear CatholicSpeakers.com that we're talking about just clergy. We're going to invite a priest to speak and whatnot. But obviously, you know, you've got some 400 or so speakers, and most of these are lay people. And it seems to me that this highlights a very important dimension of our faith that I'd like you to comment on, Joe, and that is that the responsibility of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, while obviously our ordained leaders have the chief responsibility to both preserve the faith and hand it on and proclaim it to the world, nevertheless, the responsibility to proclaim this faith is given to us by our baptism. Each and every one of us who is a member of the body of Christ is called to evangelize, is called to proclaim the faith. Tell us about that and how that inspires the work of CatholicSpeakers.com.
Father, I'm glad you noticed that, because it's interesting that you bring up this point. When I started moving toward growing the Bureau, I realized that there is one element of it, like you just said, where the clergy goes out and preaches. But then I realized there was an assistant there that would help the clergy in a very powerful way that just the clergy is not focused on, and that's the celebrity part of it. I realized that, and God bless this family, this is not a judgment, but I have to use them as an example. The Kardashians out there, for instance, they are everywhere. And more times than not, their message, it doesn't comply normally with what, you know, the Christian faith would normally teach. Now, that's not a judgment. It's just what's out there. So I realized that children are being influenced by these quote unquote celebrities that are constantly being pushed in their face. So what better way to combat that than go out and find professional athletes, movie stars, celebrity types that will go out and give a message of faith rather than a message of a Hollywood lifestyle. So that was my motivation behind most of the growth, that when we get the lay people, these celebrities that can influence the children, can influence these young kids, what do they want to be when they grow up? You know, that really made a whole nother element, opened up all kinds of new doors when it came to popularity, people calling and asking what these folks talk about, to, you know, the opportunities that these celebrities and athletes, these pro athletes, can open up doors for them to give back, you know, give back to the world and use their platform as a spotlight for these kids. So back to everything we've been talking about, when it's all, this is just all about evangelization, spreading the word. That was a really unique aspect that we took that wasn't available or online before. So it's been fun when we get calls, when folks will call and say, I didn't even know that guy was Catholic, you know, right. Whether it's a NFL cook kicker or a movie star or whatnot. So, you know, it is really, really rewarding within, and God bless all these folks that when we call and talk to them, they agree to do it, because it takes a certain courage, a certain knight of, you know, in God's armor to, I hate to say this, but in today's world, risk their celebrityism, risk their whole entire life work for their faith, which these people do. They walk it and they talk it, you know, because this world does not react kindly sometimes to some of the teachings of the church, especially on all the hot social issues we have going.
That's right. Who are some of the athletes and the celebrities that are part of your network?
One guy I would love to highlight, because he was actually at our Cincinnati Men's Conference, is Matt Burke. Matt Burke was the center for the Baltimore Ravens, and his story is incredible. Not only is he married with 8 children at a young age, at his late 30s, but he was on the Super Bowl team when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, and got some attention nationally when President Barack Obama invited the entire Ravens football team to the White House. And Matt politely declined on the pure basis that the President Obama had just signed one of the largest funding bills for Planned Parenthood. And Matt, instead of going to the White House, which pretty much every American would dream of doing, said, you know, my faith is more important. Nothing against President Obama. You know, we're all allowed to believe what we believe, but that's not what I believe. And I just think it's best for me to sit out because I just can't go support, you know, an effort that would fund a organization that kills children. So he would be one example of many. I mean, we have Chris Horn, used to be a receiver for the Chiefs. We've got a couple of baseball players and Rich Donnelly. You know, we work with other celebrity types like movie stars like Eduardo Verástegui down to several different movie that we're not allowed having on the site, but guys that are in the movies such as, you know, Mark Wahlberg that we have access to and people like that that aren't allowed having profiles on the Catholic website, but still go out and give messages of faith if someone's interested in bringing them in. So the network is pretty extensive. It's been a real blessing.
It's so awesome. Now, you have a pro-life section, as we referred to before. And let's conclude with this this idea, which you and I agree is so central to the needs of our time. Pro-life and how that fits in to evangelization, how that fits into being Catholic, how it fits into any Catholic speakers bureau, especially yours, which is the largest. My goodness, this is... It really goes to the foundation of civilization, doesn't it? That we preserve the right to life.
All right. Father, I truly believe that now you're going to start bringing the Italian out of me, and I'm just going to step into my Catholic role rather than being the founder of the Speakers Bureau. This is where it gets fun. I truly believe at some point when everyone comes to their senses, you know, whether it's years from now or generations from now, they're going to look back on these times that I live and just think those people were barbarians.
Yes.
I mean, really. There's no explanation for it other than that. I mean, we're killing innocent children, children that God wants in this world, and that's pretty much the fact. The pro-life section of the site is amazing. We have speakers that they give messages on pro-life, but all from different perspectives. So whether they have survived an abortion themselves or experienced this abortion, you know, during their lifetime. There's something for everyone, and when we're out looking for speakers and vetting them, we're always trying to find different avenues and different aspects of the same topic, which also makes our bureau very unique. You know, I wouldn't say we've cookie-cuttered anybody, really. They may be speaking on the same topic, whether that be pro-life or men's issues or women's issues, but they all bring their own unique lay perspective, which really is an inspiring thing for anybody that hears them talk.
Well, I want to thank you and your colleagues there at CatholicSpeakers.com for everything that you do. We look forward to increasing our collaboration with you. And tell our listeners and viewers how they can connect to you. I know you've got website as well as social media platforms.
We do. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are our main ones. CatholicSpeakers.com will give you all the information you need. And Father, can you hear that?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
We'll start. Is there a way we can start that question you just asked again?
Absolutely, yeah.
We're getting a call right now, and I have to mute that. Hang on for a second. I'm so sorry. That should have been muted.
No problem.
I hope that works.
Okay, I'll just ask you again about the...
Are we able
well, you can take my question as it was, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead into the answer once again about social media and website.
Right, yeah, let's start over there. I'm sorry. Okay, it should be good now.
Okay, so Joe, people can connect with you both on website and social media platforms, right?
Right, Father. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also, CatholicSpeakers.com will give you all the information you need. Over the years, we've created a website that has a financial aid fund where people actually donate to. We donate to ourselves out of our own revenue where parishes that before couldn't pay for a speaker, we actually put money toward it to help them bring them in. So there's a lot of stuff we try and do to make sure our speakers get out there and spread the message of God far and wide. And, you know, we're very proud of that, and we're going to continue to use that, make that, and keep that as our backbone of the mission of our business.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And why don't we conclude in prayer? And I'll say a little prayer. I'll invite you to say one, and then I'll give a blessing to our audience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for the flame of your Holy Spirit that you pour out upon each of us in our baptism, in our confirmation. You give us the commission to spread your word, and we thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities that we have to do that. We thank you for the tools you give us, especially CatholicSpeakers.com. And Lord, all the people that they represent, all these wonderful, inspiring speakers, we ask you to send your spirit upon each and every one of them and upon Joe and his team, that through this magnificent effort, your word may prevail, may dispel the darkness, doubt, and error of our times, and may contribute to the growth of your kingdom. Help each of us, Lord, to do our part in spreading your word, and we ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Father, for the audience, you know, join me in the Lord's Prayer. I'd love to say that as it's one of my favorites, but also something that I try and say, you know, every day as long as the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And now may the Lord send his blessing upon all of you, give you his protection, answer all your prayers, and make you effective witnesses of his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joe Condit, CatholicSpeakers.com. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. Real honor. Thank you, Father. God bless you.
See you again.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.